Hey, this morning we want to talk about theater. To me, it's one of the heralds of spring, of fall. we have MSU football. Kids go back to school, and you know the new theater season starts up. This morning we have with us Tony Casale, who's artistic director of Williamston Theater.
Hi there.
Morning, and Emily Sutton Smith, actress, singer. Director, producer, just about a development director, and just about everything.
Hello.
And it's, yes, well, thank you for being here. It's a wonderful time. I mean, the theater is, well, I guess it's award-winning theater, certainly.
Sure is.
You won in 2014. You were recognized as a National Theater Company grant. Mm-hmm. Got that. That was good.
From the American Theater Wing.
What does that symbolize? What does that mean?
It's a really great recognition by our peers that we're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
The American Theater Wing is one of the oldest theater organizations in the country. It's based in New York City. They do, little things like the Obie Awards and the Tony Awards and stuff like that. So they sort of know what they're talking about. And they do have these programs. They have, you know, the regional Tony Award for larger theaters that have been around for, you know, decades and decades and have many, many arms of programming. But then they have the programs that recognize smaller theaters like us. Theaters between the ages of 5 and 15 that are under a certain amount of annual budgets. And they say, let's see what you're doing. Show us what you got. And so you apply. And if they recognize you, it's kind of a thumbs up. It's a stamp of approval from a national organization of great reputation to say, you guys are on the right track.
Well, it seems that they like what they see there. And clearly, you have a big impact. Hey, Tony, you do a bunch of directing. You'll be directing a number of the shows this year, correct?
I'm doing two of them, yeah.
Tell us about the season. What are you looking for?
Sure. Well, the season this year, you know, we always try and find a sort of a mix of things. We have a tendency to focus on shows that are funny, shows that are warm, shows mm-hmm. that, you know, the catchphrase I think we use at the office all the time is we would love for people to come and laugh and cry and then want to call the people you love when you're done. You know, and we do a lot of shows that way, but we also mix it up a little bit. We'll throw in, like this season, we're doing 1984, George Orwell, because that's got some relevance to the world we're living in, you know. And so, yeah, the season coming up is a mix of things. We're starting with a world premiere by a Michigan playwright, Joseph Zettelmeyer, called Pulp, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Right. I wonder if people recognize how intimate your theater is. I mean, I say intimate, and I think of small is one way. But, I mean, what, 3 or 4 rows deep? I mean, you're right there on top of the action.
Yeah.
Yep, 100 seats.
It was on purpose. You know, when we're looking for a space, we didn't want to go too big. That intimacy is something we really like. You know, you get to be that close to the audience. The audience gets to be right there breathing with the actors. It's a lot of fun.
Tell us about the first show. Is this Pulp?
Pulp by Joseph Zettelmeyer. We're really excited. As Emily was talking about, like the American Theater Wing, one of the other organizations that we're thrilled to be recognized by this season is the National New Play Network, which is the organization all over the country that supports new plays and the theaters that do them. And so this production of Joe's play, Pulp, is a rolling world premiere. So there are 3 companies doing it at more or less the same time as a world premiere. And it's really fun. It's sort of a film noir, murder mystery, science fiction, action adventure comedy.
Set in L.A. in the 1930s,
yeah.
So very evocative time.
Could
period.
You squeeze in anything else into that theme?
It's fun, and that I think that was his goal with it. There are all these smashing genres being crushed together in the show, so it's a ton of fun.
Emily, you've worked closely with MSU
mm-hmm.
on these productions. Can you talk about that a little bit?
We have a partnership with the MSU Department of Theater, which is a wonderful partnership for both entities. We have on this show, Mark Colson is one of their faculty members, is in the show. We have a graduate design student who's doing the costume design.
Former grad student doing
the set design. We've got another faculty design person doing the lighting design. So there's great talent that we can tap into there, but then we also have some undergrads that work across the board on the whole season. We'll have undergrads backstage. And for those students, it's their first exposure, for a lot of them, to a professional atmosphere, to the way things are done. And it also allows them to join the Equity Membership Candidacy Program, which is the first step to becoming a union member.
Do they get equity credit for any of this?
They do. They get their points. You have to earn a certain number of points to be able to be allowed in the union.
Right.
And so for a young person, it can take you quite a long time to earn those points. I think you have something like 5 years to do it.
Yeah.
So we've heard from other students who have gone out into the world, it also gets you into auditions. Being an equity member candidate, if you're not a member yet, can get you in the door just to audition, to keep getting work. So it's a great first step on their professional careers.
And, you know, when Emily and I went to New York to accept the American Theater Wing Award a couple years ago, one of the most fun things we've ever, I think, been able to do is they let us invite a whole bunch of people to the ceremony and to the big giant party afterwards. And a whole bunch of the people that we had to invite were former MSU students who had worked at the theater and gotten their professional career started that way and were now in New York working. And it was so great to surround ourselves with those people at that event. It was really cool.
Well, it seems so gratifying that you've sort of nurtured them. You've been one of the cradles for their development.
Yeah. It's a wonderful opportunity. That relationship that Williamston Theater has with the MSU Department of Theater is pretty great.
I mean, I think I've always found it interesting that it's an equity theater. And it's, you know, not to denigrate other theater companies in the area, but I mean, gives it a professional sheen that I think, you know, you certainly see in the performances. Do you have a regular ensemble cast?
There are wonderful artists in Michigan, and we tap into the artists who are here, who are Michigan, you know, centered artists, both on stage and backstage. So while we don't have a set company, you might see the same people, you know, season to season. I'm on stage often. I was on stage in two shows last year. My husband, John Leppard, who's our executive director, also one of the founders of the theater, he's in Pulp. He's also going to be in 1984. So you'll see him. But, you know, you'll see some of the professors from MSU who've worked with us before and some familiar faces who work again and again, partially because we like working with them. They're good people. They're good artists. We know that they bring a lot to the table. But also there's a lot of talent here in Michigan.
Yeah, and that's one of the fun challenges. You know, a big part of my job is picking the season every year and working through how do we want to present ourselves? What do we want to say over the course of a season? But part of that is looking at the sort of loose company of people that we know we like working with out of Michigan's professional acting community and out of Michigan's non-union acting community, because there's a strong one of those too. And we get to pick from both. And picking the season, we're trying to find projects to use those people we like. So a lot of times we'll shape it towards who we know we can work with too.
And last season, I think we created something like 78 jobs.
Oh, really?
For artists in Michigan. And that's something that's part of our mission. We're creating their artistic home and giving them artistic voice and also providing them work, meaning they stay here. They don't go to New York or Chicago.
Well, you talk about the economics of it. I mean, and that's really what jobs are about. But you've had a pretty significant influence on Williamston.
It's a different looking town than it was 10 years ago when we started.
Yeah.
There are a lot of restaurants now. There was one restaurant when we started, and there are something like six fairly high-end, really nice restaurants in town. And that's not all us, but we're certainly an anchoring part of the downtown area. Anytime you have a cultural entity, it's going to bring people in. And 80% of the people that come to see shows at the theater don't live in Williamston. So that's a lot of people over the course of a year if we're bringing in 10, 11,000 people over the course of one season. So, and people are starting to get to know Williamston as a really nice little town to come and get really good food. And it's walkable and the parking is easy and there's a beautiful park and there's all these events that happen in town. So the people who live in Williamston really know all of the assets that it has. But now our patrons are beginning to understand what there is there as well. And it is developing this identity, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting for us. I mean, like you said, 10 years ago when we were getting started, you could roll into town on a Saturday afternoon and there would be not a lot going on. It was quiet. And now, Saturday afternoon, you can see the show gets out and the restaurants and the ice cream shop and the art studio across the street, those fill up, and that's a lot of fun.
I just want to remind you that we're speaking with Tony Caselli, who's the artistic director at Williamston Theater, and Emily Sutton Smith, an actress and development director there. You've talked about 10 years, which I'm sure has gone more quickly than you could believe.
In a blink.
But how's the theater company doing? I mean, you start from nothing, and now you've won some awards. I mean, what's the trajectory?
Hopefully, it's always growth. You know, it's funny. We started this thing in 2006, and we said, well, the economy doesn't look so good right now, but surely it will get better. Ha-ha. And then, you know, so we've learned stuff. And what's been really great is that, you know, every season we look back and we say, what do we do right? What do we do wrong? Where do we need to economize? How do we develop, you know, the ability to grow? And we've watched some of our colleagues over the years, and you see some plans that don't work as well as you think they're going to work. It's also a very different world than it was in the 90s and the 80s as regional theaters were growing and things like that. So we're always looking to be smart and manage well. And right now we are doing fine, and we are trying to make sure that we plan any growth that we do very carefully. And there's always need. We always have to raise money, and we always have to write grants, and we always have to appeal to people for support. But we have this amazing audience that loves us.
Yeah, and so, and having that support of the main sort of patron base that we have, plus, as Emily said, we're getting started to get more regional and national attention, just in the sense of, oh, look what those guys have done that for 10 years now. That's really gratifying and exciting. And we've been able to hit a handful of goals that sort of amaze me sometimes that, you know, we just hit our 10-year anniversary. We just published our anthology of the all of the brand new world premiere plays that we've done over the first decade, and that's out there for people to be able to buy now. We hit a cool statistic that really excited me this year. At the end of season 10, we looked back, and over the course of 10 years, four of those seasons, almost half of them, the best-selling show was a world premiere by a Michigan playwright. And for me, as the artistic director, that's a pretty exciting stat, because you hear so often, oh, you got to program what people know, you know.
Yeah, do the old chestnuts.
And we have a tendency to try and avoid the old chestnuts or bring them in for special occasions. And so that's a pretty great stat that we're putting out new work by people who are born and raised and live and work here in the Midwest. And that, for me, is important.
You're creating new chestnuts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Someone's
we hope so.
Got to do that. Well, this coming year, do you have a musical this,
we do.
This season?
We do.
Talk about that.
Oh, the season wraps up next summer with a ridiculous musical called Murder for Two, which is two performers. One of them, the story goes around solving a murder, as you would expect, and one of them plays the young, fresh-faced, up-and-coming wannabe detective, and the other performer plays all 13 suspects. And the two performers sing the whole show and play their own piano the whole play. It's a ridiculous amount of fun. I can't wait.
Who are you directing that? No, I guess it's Rob.
Not.
Rob is doing that.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Rob Rosnowski, another one of our MSU connections, is going to direct that. And yeah, that's a show that is just recently taken off around the nation, and we get to do it here. It's going to be great.
Do you have much sellouts? I mean, the times I've been there, it's always been pretty packed. I mean, what's your,
There tends to be, we're noticing that our patrons are a little on the pokey side. Everybody puts it off to the very end to come see. So actually what happens is that we end up with, you know, smaller houses at the beginning of a run, and then people can't get in at the end. So we're always saying, come early, and then tell your friends about it, because it's really great advertising for us when someone comes to see a show and says, it's still running for 4 weeks, go see it. But yeah, we tend to, they get full at the end of the run.
Yeah.
The I think one of the issues you have to face as theater, though, is the age of your audiences, isn't it? I mean, it's interesting. You work with MSU, so you have a naturally young connection. But I don't think I misspeak when I say that, generally speaking, you go there and it's an older audience. How do you address that? I mean, how do you interest my kids, for example, in regional theater?
I think one of the things you hit on is right. The connection with MSU does bring in a chunk of a younger audience, which is really nice. But there is this gap of age where, you know, I think you look at the life cycle of people and go, oh, this is the part where everybody generally starts to have kids and get busy and have no extra income. And then once the kids are away in college and they get a little more time, then they come back to the theater. And so we sort of see that happening a good bit.
I didn't realize how true that was until John and I had a son 5 years ago. And then I went, oh.
This is why they're not here.
Yeah, it's really hard to find a babysitter.
Yeah, and you just program, you know, we all are always looking at the mix of shows and hoping to draw in people who are just interested in good stories.
Are the types of shows, though, you decide not to do because they simply don't fit the Williamston Theater, you know,
sure.
Abilities.
Yeah, absolutely. Every now and then I'll look at a show and go, this would be great, except it needs 18 actors. And as you said, our stage is 15 by 15. So there's nowhere for me to put them, you know. Those kind of things will happen. And occasionally there are shows that I love or we as a staff look at and love, but we know there's no way we're going to sell 6 weeks of it. And so then we'll find another outlet for that. We do weekends series of staged readings and things like that, our
Dark Nights and Billtown series,
which if there's a show like that that we really love and think is a good thing the audience might want to see, like our patrons might be interested in this, we'll do a weekend reading of it instead of a full production.
I mean, are there other outreach efforts that you use to sort of stir up the interest in the theater?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we've just recently added is we are a Blue Star Theater, recognized by the Theater Communication Group as a Blue Star Theater, meaning that we offer discounts and special opportunities to members of the military and their families. So we have a standard $2 discount for all members of the military, but then also we do a matinee, a military matinee that's a pay what you can. So we try and reach out to that demographic as well. And we have, you know, other programming, the Dark Nights in Billtown. We do pay what you can performances. Our actually Thursday night is pay what you can. So we're trying to give people access.
It reminds me of that Little Rascals show, pay as you exit.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess that works and it does. What I think would entice some people who might not normally go.
Yeah.
And we do talkbacks
with our preview performances. We do a Conversation Sunday where we bring in panelists to talk about the issues that are being addressed in the show, or they get to meet the actors or they get to meet the playwright. And so I think engaging an audience with some of the backstage stuff is helpful, and it gives people, everybody wants to know more.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I've found to be fascinating is over the course of the 10 years, we do a preview process for every production. So the first five shows, we're not officially open. We're technically still in rehearsals. And for the first four performances of that, we do talkbacks with the audience. And we've built up a crowd of people who will come specifically to one of the first four shows so they can see it and participate in that feedback process. And then a month later, come back and see it again and go, oh, look what you changed, you know, and developing that group of people has been a lot of fun.
Well, this has been terrific. I'm excited about the upcoming season, as I'm sure you are. We've been talking with Tony Caselli, Artistic Director at Williamston Theater, and Emily Sutton Smith, Actress Development Director and a founder of this theater company. I want to thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Have a great season. I'll be there. I'll see some of your shows.
Great.
And listeners, you know where to get your tickets, Williamston Theater.